Today is Thursday, December 10th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I had to think about what day it was there for a moment. That's why I paused. I knew the date, but I was thinking, what day is it? Is it already Thursday? And it is already Thursday, so I'm correct on that. You know, I better check, actually, and make sure. Yeah, today is Thursday. For sure, today is Thursday. So I'm not working, but I'm actually watching my email at work right now. It's behind me because I had been toying with setting up a podcast at work. And I know you guys are thinking, oh my gosh, Adam, don't you do enough podcasts? But we're putting together, or I know I told you guys I recently moved to a new organization and it's a product management organization. So my boss is a director of product management and it's very focused on product and customer and everything else. And we don't really have a clear communication strategy. We don't have a really good communication strategy. We have each tool might have their own blog internally, or we may send out emails, or we have the internal Facebook workplaces, but we also have Slack. We also have Microsoft Teams. We also have Zoom, which some people use the Zoom chat feature. There are all these different ways of communicating. And I thought, you know what? My skill set is around audio and video, and specifically audio podcasting. I am, if nothing else in life, I am a skilled audio podcaster. I know how to set it all up. I have all the equipment. I know how to edit audio. I know how to publish an RSS feed. I know how to do all of that. And I'm a product manager, and what we would want to do is get out the word on our various products and so that our internal customers, this would not be an external podcast. So all of you people, it's not another podcast for all of you to listen to. I know you're extremely disappointed. This would only be for internal associates. But I thought to myself, self, this is your area of expertise. This is actually something I could use to further expand my, they're always telling you when you're trying to get, and I'm not even trying to get promoted, but when you're doing these evals and you're at a higher level, because I keep moving up to these higher and higher levels. And when you get up to these higher levels, one of the corporate things that they'll say to you is you need to really expand your area of influence, or at least that's what they say at Walmart. You need to broaden your influence and more people need to know who you are and your opinion needs to be valued in many different areas as you go up. And that's one way that we can sell you to get that next promotion or whatever. And it's not that I'm looking for a promotion, but this is what you always get from management. Oh, you need to broaden your influence. And I was thinking, you know, we don't have a really good communication strategy, and we're going to be coming up with what that communication strategy is. Here I am. I podcast every day, almost 7 days a week. I'm producing podcasts, depending on the time of year. I have all this equipment. I have all this knowledge. I run a podcasting network, and this could really help me at work. So I'm getting kind of excited about it, actually. I wrote up a little proposal. I'm going to come up with a logo and what our format would be and how long it would be, each episode would be, and how often they would be released, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm going to be giving that over to my management and saying, hey, I want to do this thing. Do I have your permission, basically? But the email that I'm waiting on, I thought, you know, I better check with our corporate communications department to see, first of all, is this something I'm allowed to do? And if I am, are there any regulations and do they already have any tooling built in? Because the thing is, it has to be internal only, because a lot of the information that we would be presenting would be stuff that it can't go out in a public forum, because we're talking about technologies that we're using inside Walmart and timelines and roadmaps and all that kind of stuff that could impact, you know, at some point it could impact the bottom line and share prices, and probably not, but we could say some information on a podcast of this type that shouldn't get out to people that aren't inside the company. And then you run into all these issues where, okay, I want to do an internal podcast. Does that mean I can't really use an RSS feed at all? Because how are they going to subscribe on their phones if it's something that we can't make available externally? And I don't want to, I did a Google search, and there are companies that offer this where you can do some password protected podcast that only your associates or your employees can get to. And apparently other companies do like this or do this. American Airlines has a podcast. And, but it costs money. I don't really want to have to sell something that costs money. Because, man, Walmart is cheap. We don't like to buy a lot of stuff, and we like to use open source software wherever possible. And I was thinking I could literally just set up an internal WordPress site. It's super simple. I have the ability to spin up a server, a virtual server, throw WordPress on it, and set up a blog page, and, you know, use some company CSS to make it look like the other company websites, and boom, bang, boom, there you are. It's done. But I don't know if that's allowed. I don't know if, and you could subscribe, but then there's weirdness, because if you subscribed, then you'd have to be on the company VPN in order for, or you'd have to be on the company network in order to download the episode, which doesn't really work, because anyway, there's a lot of technical challenges around that. So basically we would be stuck with, it would have to be audio files on a website. I don't know a good way technically to publish and release a thing only internally with the technologies that we've got today. And I don't know the regulations that might exist. And so I did a bunch of searching around, and I found a corporate communications and digital strategy director. I don't know this person. I just emailed her. I was like, hey, I'm wanting to start an internal podcast, and it looks like you're familiar with communication within Walmart. I found your name on a SharePoint site. And do you have any contacts, resources, anything like that that you could point me to let me know, A, can I do this? And B, are there any guidelines? Are there any tools that are already in place? I know how to do it, but I've never done it internally, and I don't know what we can do at Walmart. And man, she got back within like 2 or 3 minutes. She had emailed me back, and she's like, oh yeah, this person did it. It was an external podcast, but he's the person to talk to. So I emailed him, and now I'm waiting to see if I get a response from him. But I'm kind of excited. I hope I don't get one of those, oh no, legal won't allow that or something. Because that's always a possibility when you have a big, huge company. And I could have just gone out and done it and not asked for permission. I could have just asked for forgiveness later. I could have done it. And then if someone came to me and said, oh, you shouldn't be doing this, then I could say, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't, because we post blogs internally. We do internal videos. We do internal emails and Facebook posts and all of that. And I thought a podcast would just be in the same category. And hopefully it will. Hopefully it will, because I can't see a reason why they would say that I can't do an internal only communication. It's not going to get out. Anything could get out. When we send an email, someone could, I don't know, take a picture of that email with their phone and then email it to investors. There are always ways that information can leak from a company. But I don't think not doing a podcast is good. So hopefully they'll say, yeah, it's fine for you to do it, and here's how you do it. And I'm not even sure that this person has the authority to say yes or no, but I just wanted to make sure I was following whatever policies we may have. So I've got my laptop open to see if this guy emails me back, because I'm kind of interested in what he might say. And so anyway, that's what I'm doing. I've been doing a lot of other stuff at work, but this is the first thing that I've been kind of excited about. And just because, hey, podcasting is a love of mine, and maybe I could become a famous internal podcaster at work, and I could use that, leverage that to move up the chain even further. And maybe I could move up the chain doing podcasting instead of product managing. I don't know. I could be the podcast czar for Walmart. Every podcast that comes out, I could produce. I'm not sure that I want to do that. I don't know that a communications position pays as much as a technical position, but still, maybe it expands my level of influence horizontally, vertically, all over the place. All right. Other than that, nothing has happened. I'm still trying to figure out what presents I'm going to get, but I did figure out my young nieces and nephews are going to get a subscription to a site called KiwiCo that creates these boxes of educational projects, but they're fun. They could be art, they could be science, they could be all this stuff. It sounds like I'm doing a commercial, and I'm going to get them a couple of months. And then if their parents like it, or they really like it, their parents can actually extend it. So I know I'm going to do that. So probably tonight I'm going to work on ordering those. And then I just have to do the parents and my nephews. So, all right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.